Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Serino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. Today on the podcast, I have my former co-hosts of Steeler Country, Mike and Joe, on to talk about the Mason Rudolph, Ben Roethlisberger situation. Not just the comments that he made to Ron Cook, but you know, kind of how this whole thing is going to unfold now that there is a successor waiting in the wings for Ben Roethlisberger. How do these things play out? How is it going to play out in Pittsburgh? We go through all of that today. Before we do that, let's start with some Steelers news and notes. And the exciting thing is that tomorrow, Steelers rookie minicamp opens. So we're going to start to get our first impressions of these rookies. We'll see how Mason Rudolph looks in black and gold. Terrell Edmonds should be there. I think the only one that may not be there, I think, is James Washington. There was questions about whether or not he would make it to rookie minicamp. But I think other than that, everyone's going to be there. We'll get a chance to see some of the undrafted free agents. Of course, so much has been made about undrafted free agent inside linebacker Matthew Thomas and whether or not, you know, he can be an impact player or just provide more depth at inside linebacker, a position that the Steelers are so desperate for. But excited to see that. So that'll start tomorrow and we'll start to get some impressions of that. But all right, let's get to my conversation with Mike and Joe from Steeler Country. All right, let's bring in my old Steeler Country co-hosts, Mike and Joe. Mike, how are you doing this evening?
Doing well, Tony. Good to be back with you.
Joe, how are you?
Oh, I'm feeling locked in, man. I'm locked in and loaded, ready to go.
Well, welcome to Locked On Steelers. Guys, I want to bring you on because we got to talk about this Mason Rudolph, Ben Roethlisberger situation. It has spiraled somewhat out of control, it feels like, over the weekend. You know, we knew taking Mason Rudolph felt weird, certainly after Ben said he wants to play three more years. And then he goes on the radio talking about, you know, I think we could have taken a better player here, all of that. Joe, I remember talking to you before the draft and you were telling me, boy, the Steelers better watch out taking a quarterback in this draft because Ben's not going to react well. And he certainly did not.
No, I mean, so first you have to, you know, you have to question, could the Steelers not, did they not know this was going to be the reaction? They had to know, right? I mean, Ben, this goes all the way back to Ben's draft day when he was upset because he wasn't picked, you know, higher in the draft, and he was visibly on his face. You could see before I even knew who Ben Roethlisberger was, I'm like, who is this guy that's so pissed off that he's not picked yet? And it's like pick number 8 or 9, right? Now, this is Ben's making. Ben's been talking, I don't want to play anymore. You know, I don't know if I'm coming back. I'll let you know in March or whatever. Every year he does this for the last couple of years. So the Steelers go out in a draft full of quarterbacks, chock full of quarterbacks, and, you know, true to form, some of the good quality quarterbacks fall lower in the draft than anybody thought they would. And they're like, holy crap, look at this. And we got a guy that's, you know, that's been talking retirement for a couple of years now. So, you can't really blame the Steelers for that. They had to know what Ben's reaction was going to be, and they had to weigh that out and just figure, hey, you know, whatever. And then, you know, for Ben, I mean, I understand where he's coming from. I mean, anybody would. You're like, hey, you know, what are you doing here? Ben, you know, my complaint on Ben has been my complaint on Ben. He just talks. He goes talks to the media about whatever is bothering him. Like the media is his therapist or something. Yeah. Airing all the dirty laundry. You know, it's kind of stupid. You know, from a football perspective, from a fan perspective, I go, hey, you know what? There's lots of injuries in this league. We do not have an heir apparent to Ben. We're not a competitive team without Ben. So, yeah, get some new blood in there. Even if all you're meant to do with this guy is not pick a future franchise quarterback, but just pick a guy that might be able to win games and change things up and get in there and score points in the event that Ben goes down for a short time or a long time. So, you know, from a football perspective, I like it.
Mike, you know, I know you've been a Ben fan, you know, somewhat of a Ben apologist, I would say, but you have to admit this is not a great look for Ben coming out and talking about Mason Rudolph in this way.
I don't like the way he came out and had those comments. I wish that those were behind the closed doors with the coaches. And obviously it would have been better if it was before the draft to make sure they were clear on how long he plans to play. And going into it, I was torn on when do you draft your replacement for your franchise quarterback, because the Giants were thinking about this and the Patriots and obviously the Steelers as well. And I was torn between, is it, you know, 0, 1, 2, 3 years before they retire? And I ended up thinking that it's got to be 0 1 year. Three years, if he's going to play three more years, I just think it creates an awkward situation. And you really could have drafted someone else. And then 2 or 3 years down the road, you have a chance to draft another quarterback. If you have a franchise quarterback, go all in on him and ride him until he is done.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish they would have done that. I wanted to ask you about, what is a good transition? What has been a good transition in the past from like Rodgers taking over for Favre? A lot of people think that was a good transition.
Yeah,
and maybe it was.
But it was a good transition in that it was a good result, right?
A good result. But Rodgers sat on the bench for 3 years. And Favre, in his last year with Green Bay, he did make it to the NFC Championship game. So he was still playing well. And the next year, he took the Jets to 9-7. I don't think they made the playoffs. And the following year, he went to the NFC Championship game again with Minnesota. Could they have done more if they would have been all in with Favre and drafted someone else instead of Rodgers? And then after Favre fizzled out, 2011, 2012, looked for a quarterback at that time. And the ones coming out were like Cam Newton. I just think you go all in.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think Rodgers ended up being a good result because he ended up being a good player. But the end of the Brett Favre era in Green Bay was very, very messy, right? Because he went... he retired, and then he's like, no, I'm not going to retire. I want to come back. But the Packers are like, no, actually, we're moving on. So you are going to stay retired. And so, you know, it got very messy. He ended up getting traded to the Jets. And then he plays 1 year for the Jets and decides he wants to go to Minnesota, their rival. I mean, could you imagine if that plays out in any way in Pittsburgh, right? If Ben Roethlisberger, you know, let's say he retires in 2 years, or, you know, the other thing that's being brought up is this idea that the Steelers would just let Ben Roethlisberger play out his contract. Remember, he only has 2 years left on this contract. So after 2019, it's possible that the Steelers just, you know, essentially try to force him into retirement. I mean, if Ben Roethlisberger were to leave, and let's say, you know, I mean, doomsday scenario here, the Cincinnati Bengals don't have a replacement for Andy Dalton, right? So if you're drawing the comparison between how Brett Favre's career ended and how Ben's career is going to end, I mean, if Ben Roethlisberger is playing for the Cincinnati Bengals, I mean, there is no worse scenario than that, right? And you go to the Peyton Manning situation, which I think Colts fans will tell you, like, you know, that wasn't so bad because we got luck, right? But then Peyton Manning goes on to the Denver Broncos and wins the Super Bowl there, right? So, yes, I mean, these things have ended well for teams that have done it this way where, you know, these great Hall of Fame quarterbacks haven't ended their career on the same team. But, boy, as a fan, I think it would be really, really hard for me to watch Ben Roethlisberger play in another team's uniform.
That's one of the realities that just kind of, okay, you're talking about the quarterback, but that happens with players all the time in all the positions. One day the player's on your team, the next day, you know, Rod Woodson's playing for the Ravens. So that happens. I think you guys are right insofar as the teams in the league, the conventional wisdom right now is you anticipate your star quarterback's retirement. You do the best you can to guess when you get the opportunity to pick what you think is a replacement, you take him, and you go because there's no rebuilding time. You don't, there's no, years ago it would be like, hey, this team it comes to an end and then it has to be rebuilt. And, you know, for 3 or 4 seasons, it's not going to be very competitive. And then you come back with a new crop of guys, maybe. So now they're just trying to, like, cut that whole thing out. You know, you get hurt feelings and you get all these other things. But the other reality of the league is the injuries. And there are a lot of them. And Ben's been injured in his career, not for very long periods of time, but. You say, can a quarterback help this team now, or can the player help the team now? You know, depth is important, and depth can help the team now at every position, including quarterback.
Now, do you think that it's possible that the Steelers basically have no intent to re-sign Ben after the 2 years are up, based on how much they would have to pay him?
I mean, it keeps coming up, right? It's one of those things that I can't just immediately say no, because I keep reading it in so many different places that, you know, what's going to happen 2 years from now? Are we going to re-sign Ben? You know, is it possible? I think you cannot take that off the table. I think you cannot take that off the table. And that's what's really crappy about this. Because if Ben has an okay year this year, okay to good year this year, and then like a not so good year next year, and Mason Rudolph sitting on the bench and he's looking good in preseason games, you know, he's firing it around.
I mean, that's absolutely,
you can't take that off the table.
Yeah, that's what they're protecting themselves against. And you got to say, that's good management then, right? Just in case that happens, you're prepared for it.
You guys know me. I'm always ready to cut bait on the guy a year before everyone else is, right? But even like the only time I get weird about that is with Ben. Because Ben's the quarterback. Ben's been with this team for 15 years now, right? Or it'll have been 15 years next year. It's the wrong way to approach. It's just, I don't know. It feels wrong. This one to me feels wrong. Ben should be able to play out his career until it's over.
One thing we haven't talked about, though, was that Ben saying that he wanted to retire, that was last year, right? Or the year before, that he's not sure if he wants to go on. But that was when Haley was there. And he was a little disgruntled at that time, and maybe he really felt that way. But so I think the organization had to know, by him getting his guy as his offensive coordinator now, that he, of course he's going to play more than a year. Well, not of course, but at least the communication should have been there to know.
Mike, that is an excellent point. I hadn't even thought about that yet. Hold on. We fired Todd Haley because Ben hated him so much, right? I mean, like, that's out there. Ben and Haley hated each other, okay? Their relationship was terrible. Le'Veon going on record at the Pro Bowl saying that Todd Haley would call plays on third down that Ben didn't like and that kind of thing, right? I mean, that clearly that relationship had broken down. And so they fired Todd Haley. We fired our offensive coordinator to keep Ben around. We fire him. Ben says, I want to play 3 more years, and we still take Mason Rudolph.
Well, I did think of that, but I kind of pushed that aside because I don't think they only got rid of Haley because Ben didn't like him. Haley, for whatever reason, he's got this personality that goes with him, and it doesn't help him. I mean, they basically ran him out of Kansas City because of that, right? They hated him in Kansas City. But it was like, I think that's all, and I don't really put any of that argument, Ben didn't get along with Haley, I don't really put any of it on Ben. It's kind of like, to me, that's just a Haley personality thing. It's a trait of his that, you know, I don't know what it is, but I don't put any of that on Ben. And I don't think the team got rid of him because of Ben. I think the team got rid of him because it had to be done. And it's unfortunate that they picked this particular year to do it because, you know, they decided that they wouldn't get rid of both coordinators in the same year.
You could have made a strong argument for the other coordinator, but okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of unfortunate.
Yeah. Wasn't it justification enough to get rid of him because he hasn't run a quarterback sneak in 3 years?
In 3 years. I think when he ran the pitch play on 4th-and-1 against the Jaguars, that pretty much he fired himself.
That sealed the deal.
That pretty much sealed the deal. All right, guys, thank you a lot for joining me. We'll have you guys back again to talk. We got a lot more to talk about. Le'Veon Bell's contract situation. I want to get you guys back, talk about the schedule. So we'll get you guys back on here soon. But Mike and Joe, thank you for joining me.
All right, thank you.
Always a lot of fun. Thanks, Tony.
All right, that'll do it for my conversation with Mike and Joe. Again, my co-hosts on my previous podcast, Steeler Country. Hope you guys enjoyed them. I love having them on. We're going to have them on again tomorrow to talk about the NFL draft and their thoughts about the selections of basically everyone not named Mason Rudolph. So that'll be tomorrow's podcast. If you want to find me on Twitter, at Steeler Country, you can email me, steelercountry@gmail.com, and I'll be back tomorrow for more Locked On Steelers.